This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes.
All right, I really respect the callers, and I feel bad that we have a bunch of them sitting there holding. But then so often, you know, we get bombshell callers like the lady in Florida, Kelly. And Kelly, Rob just walked in here. He's going to call you in about 5 minutes. And I got to get to these other calls, and Larry Nichols is coming on with big news on Hillary. But, yeah, you say the hair on the back of your neck stands up because you hear us saying, hey, they're implanting the Austin homeless, the microchips. Ma'am. We have links to the company's announcement, how they did it in Latin America, and how they're doing it. They just don't want a public debate about it. It's a UN contract before it rolls out and is ubiquitous. They want to normalize it first. Just like Facebook won't let you post a vaccine insert sheet that comes with a vaccine that says it can kill you. And so I know you're upset about this because you got told this, that they wanted him to be microchipped, that he wouldn't. So he stayed in jail. But that's what the Austin mayor is doing. And they've taken over a hotel. They've got these warehouses. And they're doing it. We've confirmed it. Again, some people have taken the chips. They're scared to talk to us. Some are now talking to us. And we're just lining up to cut the suckers out on air. Because that'll shut everybody up. You know, 20-something years ago when I showed that hidden microphone in there, and people got really upset about it, and this will do the same thing, because you're not supposed to see the chip yet. You're supposed to just hear this been put in millions of people when it's finally rolled out and everybody's got to get it. They've got to put the infrastructure in first. But, yes, they are literally putting this infrastructure in, and you say it gave you chills. Listen, I live in a system of this, and that's why this is so frustrating, is we're not making this up. What else did he say?
Well, when he finally came out of jail, I said to him, I said, David, you know, you got to understand, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I have listened to your show briefly, and I have an open mind. And he said, Kelly, he says, I'm just a homeless man. I'm not sure what's going on, but I do know one thing. I'm not putting no chip in my hand to have my Social Security or my welfare check, because, you know, he was low income. He only got, like, disability or whatever. He says, can you help me? And I mean, at that point in time, I mean, the hair standing up on the back of my neck, knowing that I had heard this from before. And, I mean, to be honest with you, Alex, I was at a loss of where, how do I proceed from here? Do I blast it? Do I ruin my nonprofit? Now, mind you, we're 100% volunteer, so nobody's making any money off this nonprofit, right?
I understand you just won't be able to help people anymore. Well, no, you're going to need to organize it, show other people that it's happened to. Show the chip, and that will actually increase your nonprofit, saying we're not going to chip our homeless. They want to roll it in quietly. Ma'am, they're making homeless in Sweden get it. They're now saying if you want to get free bus rides, get a chip. That was ABC News a year ago. It's happening, ma'am. But luckily, the Bible warned us, so we all know before it ever happened, God gave us a warning. So that's how serious this is, ma'am, because this is not the rest of the story.
Can you imagine being a liberal for 30 years, okay? Being a liberal for 30 years and then having one of your homeless say to you, hello, somebody's trying to microchip me, and then I'm listening to Alex Jones because I want to be, you know, like I want to be enlightened. You know what I'm like? I want to learn. And I'm having this disparity on, is this right? Is this wrong? And then I have it hit me right in the face saying, yeah, there it is, Kelly. What are you going to do now?
Exactly. What you heard us saying, you're then told by a homeless man who was just out of jail. Let me expand on this, ma'am. It's not normal to have a secret group putting chips in homeless people, so it's normal not to believe it. It's normal until you understand it came out in court that Bayer, I use this example because it's documented, knew they were putting HIV and hepatitis in over 2 million dosages of factor VIII and knew it would kill those people. They did it, they said, to kill people. They said, we need to get rid of hemophiliacs. See, you're not like that, so you can't believe that. I'm not either. They are. And so I'm glad this happened to you. I'm glad that God told you to tune in. And then right after you tune in, it hits you right in the face because it's going on. And we've got to head it off at the pass. And there's not much time. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points. Store-wide free shipping. 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Dr. Megas understands. I love to death. We're going to annex his part of the show today, and I'm just going to host this whole hour because I promise to get your calls, and I have all this other breaking news. And I'll just admit something to the listeners. I'm completely overwhelmed, and I'm not complaining, but I'm like in a feeding frenzy, okay? And I can't process this much stuff at this point because I've got about, let's not exaggerate, like 10 giant stories that we're trying to deal with, and 7 of them are completely confirmed. And they're all earth-shaking. And 4 of them are the same story. So imagine the logistics. Imagine the infrastructure. If the deep state was going to try to have an economic implosion and martial law, which they admit they want, and a civil war, a controlled civil war, out of which America will never come back, imagine the planning and the money and the infrastructure that will go into that, and then imagine the cover stories for the different pieces of the program. And I have reverse engineered the whole damn thing. And I can hold it in my brain, and I could write out the basic skeleton of it on even maybe 20 pieces of paper. And here's the thing. It's 100% confirmed. At this point, it's not like I'm looking at something and connecting dots. This thing is crystal HD. And you got the cherry on top. They're trying to remove the president right now in front of us. And they're saying they're going to take Russians' banking away from the government, and basically all Russian citizens will not be allowed to use international credit card systems. And the prime minister and the foreign minister, Medvedev and Lavrov, have both said it's a declaration of war. That one story could be our top story. That's happening to all the gun shops I know that aren't Dick's or Walmart are being told you can't have banking now. It's happening to the NRA. I know the inside baseball in the NRA and how it got infiltrated, threatened, and it's reeling right now and canceled its big network system that was warning people and told its board members not to do interviews anymore, basically, not just on my show but on others. It's not just Ted Nugent, folks. I'm not saying anything Ted told me. I got this from other people. I mean, this is the takeover. They are intending to remove Trump one way or another, and then they're going to trigger a civil war saying right-wingers blew stuff up when Trump gets removed. They're going to truck bomb and mass shoot and say we did it when they removed Trump, use that for a total clampdown. The economy is going to implode, and then there's going to be homeless running around crazy everywhere. All they got to do is have the Chinese, who supply 90% of the opiates, cut those off for about a month, and it's going to look like a zombie apocalypse. They've got UN vehicles, hundreds of NGOs running around getting emergency centers ready. The cover story is it's for the homeless explosion. They've got microchipping ready. They call them re-education camps. It's in the Obama Army Manual from 2014. Remember, it uses the term re-education camps. Type in Army Manual references concentration. Army Manual references re-education camp. That's a communist term. It'd be like NAMBLA calls it boy love, not pedophilia. It'd be like if NAMBLA wrote a manual and said, we want pedophilia. We want to rape your kids. They don't call it that. The Pentagon called it re-education camps for American conservatives and others, and how they're going to process us. Okay, I'll type it in for you. It's Infowars.com. Just put that in the prefix search, and you just put leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Internet internment and resettlement operations. February 2010, yeah, and it came out a few years later. And that is from the Army. That is confirmed, Army.mil. So all this continued on, and now even though Trump's in there, this is all being set up, and I can't go to a barber shop without learning about the chipping. I can't open the phones up without a woman that works with homeless, and it's happening with them. I have the documents, too. But you understand, folks, it's here. That's why I've been so freaked out on air. And I don't know what we do. Now, let's go to Larry Nichols. And there it is, internment resettlement operations. It says, for America, how to process our Social Security numbers, how to put us into the camps, how the troublemakers get taken to another high-security camp. And they use the term re-education. Do a Control-F, re-education. That's a PDF. It may not pull it up. I do the text document you had up earlier. Re-education. Re-education camp. Re-education program. Now, that's just the program part. It's got some of the Islamic extremists for overseas that talks about domestic. Control-F re-education camp again. So, and again, this whole thing can then be used on us. So you need to learn about all this, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand how to run PSYOP operations on the public. So Larry Nichols was a Green Beret and then assigned with the CIA and the Clintons, with the Rockefeller Foundation and others, helped get the Clintons into office and help handle them. He couldn't stand the cocaine being shipped in when the Clintons started killing even neighborhood kids that saw the cocaine, famous cases of those. So he found Jesus while his dad was dying of cancer. This is just the backstory of it. And refound Christ and repented and has been fighting him ever since. He's been a great source of info. Larry Nichols, and of course, he famously exposed Hillary's bisexual activities, which he was on Howard Stern and denied. And I want to get into that a little bit later with him next segment. But Larry, you see what we see. You see the preparation. They are taking the safeties off. They're firing up the engines for societal collapse right now at a level I've never seen for COG, continuity of government. Obviously, Trump's not involved in this. This is being done for him being taken out, I believe. What do you say about this?
Yeah, you know, Alex, it's happening. Welcome to the new brave world, right? This is the end of the end, beginning of the end of the soft coup you and I have talked about literally since before Trump took office. And they are now manifesting it, and they're moving it at high speed. And we have trouble, big trouble.
And their cover story is going to be economic collapse. That's why Trump is trying to prop the economy up, correct? That's all he cares about, because he knows if that goes down, then it's all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, remember, one of the things that we stressed in our program back in Arkansas was asset management, all right? So what they're doing is they're looking at their assets and managing. Number one, they've got the mainstream media. They've got the Democratic Party. They've got the judicial system. You know, our third branch of government is totally infiltrated and taken over. So they're moving. They're moving and they're fixing to close the door. And they're doing it fast. You know, this is, I hate to say it, but this is what we've been trying to warn people of. And now it's in our face. And it's in our face big time. And isn't it amazing? They don't even care that it's in our face. You know, you talk about the economy, today's numbers. Well, when you look at asset management, the big asset Trump has in this coming reelection is how he's got the economy booming. But see, most people actually don't know about the war room. And the war room was set up years ago, which is institutional buyers, the big guys, on the internet, on the stock market. And these guys are set up originally to protect us against a crash in the market.
The president's committee on open markets and the plunge protection team.
Right. If the market starts to plunge and we start seeing a crash, it was set up that the institutional buyers would buy it back up. And then the government guarantees 90% of anything they would lose in such a move. Well, what they're doing with it now, they're going to keep on.
Stay there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Numbers 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Larry, again, has had a lot of health problems. His phone goes in and out. His voice goes in and out. So I'm going to work with him some here on air to get his phone distance dialed in. Larry, just at a gut level, spirit level, everybody can feel it and see it. But just politically, I mean, it's outrageous. They're saying to save civilization, Trump must be removed. They're calling it a coup. It's all on its face lies. People say, well, this is ridiculous. They have no proof. They're not going to get him in the Senate. I expect they're going to bring forth a bunch of new dirt while he's in the Senate that's made up and then trigger civil unrest. I mean, you were there working with the Clintons. You've done this before. And again, the Clintons and other deep staters, Brennan and others, are admittedly bragging on TV that they're getting ready to remove him. Then if they can remove him, Hillary obviously swoops in. So can you just recap what you expect them in the next few weeks, how they're going to move on the president as this goes to the Senate? A lot of people are saying, well, there's no proof. This has hurt them in the polls. But they're still moving forward, and I sense real danger. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Look, evidence is not the issue. The issue is back to what I was saying. They control the media. They throw this thing into the Senate trial. They're not going to remove Trump by election time. They know that. But what they're trying to do is harden their soft base. They're going to use this Senate trial to just set the soft base against Trump on fire. Alex, they're taking this country over. They're taking it over right in front of our faces. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to warn over and over.
No, I agree. What are the preparations? What are the preparations for civil unrest, the confirmed UN activities, all the buildup of COG? I mean, I'm not even looking for it, and it's going on all around me. Clearly, Trump is not in control of it.
No, and imagine this, what I was saying before the break. Imagine the war room when they make that phone call to take down the stock market. They crash it. And then the mainstream media claims that it was always a false economy, that it was never real, and that it was gone. Now all of a sudden you crash the market, you start putting people into the panic mode, right? Big time panic. And they just keep rubbing it in and rubbing it in.
That's what I'm asking, because you've been calling this, and you're dead on. You know the deep state. You were in it. They admit it's a deep state coup against the president. They're now out in the open, meaning they're going for the, they're swinging for the fences. How do you expect this to play out?
Well, I'm the one that said Hillary wouldn't run, but now she's using a trick we used over and over with Bill, which is, you know, he's not going to run, he's not going to run, but people begging him to run, begging him to run. And so now I believe there's probably 80% chance Hillary is getting in the race. She knows if she gets in, she'll immediately go to the top of the pack. And she's getting in because this whole race is going to depend on people hating Trump, whether they hate Trump more than they hate her. Remember, he got in to a great extent because people hated her more than they hated him. So now imagine Hillary coming in, running, activating the Democratic Party. They crash the market, and then very soon, probably 6 months prior to the election, they're going to take every bit of conservative programming off the Internet, all of it. Now, they know, you know this one for a fact, they know that when they do that, people are going to be upset, and then the only recourse is to sue, and of course, lawsuits take years, and it'll be over well before then. So your...
That's right, and they've been testing and testing and testing, everybody, and people haven't responded right. People have taken it, and why has Trump taken it and put up with the racketeering, put up with the monopoly practices, put up with the election meddling, put up with the voter suppression being conducted by big tech right now in such an un-American, dangerous way? What the hell is wrong with Trump?
Well, that's the problem with the deep state. We're starting to see, especially through the professional career government service people in Ukraine, you see that there's this enormous cadre at every level of people inside our government. Trump can only do so much. I mean, how can Trump do anything? All he can technically do is two things. He can go to the DOJ or he can file suits, which they'll be scrubbed. He can do an executive order, but you know what happens then? The Ninth Circuit will shut down his executive order. So they've taken him out of the game.
So what do you do when you're facing an unlawful rogue government? He's got to go to the people and prepare to go with the people in the U.S. military. We're going to have to remove the deep state, which is a rogue coup. Well, I mean, we've come to that point. They want to have an illegal bureaucratic coup. We need the president to call up the damn military, and I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Well, to be honest, Alex, the one thing we've got left on the face of the earth to save this country, and we've got one, and that is November 2020, the election.
But they're already rigging all the – all they got to do is not send out voter reminders on Google, and Trump's going to lose no matter what. And he's sitting there, and we're all sitting in his damn basket going over the edge of a damn cliff.
Yep. And, you know, I've actually seen the memo from the DNC chairman to Chuck Schumer telling him that they have got the economists lined up to back the fact that when the market is plunged, they're going to say it's all based off of Trump's false economy.
Of course.
He's going to get blamed for them trashing it. And I'm telling you, that's going to drive people into that panic mode, which triggers, you know what? I mean, and it's scary. It's scary, Alex. I'm not one to push.
Yeah, we saw it in 2008 to get Obama in.
But I'm telling you, Hillary goes in. She enters the race. She gets to the top of the pack. She gets the top of the ticket. She knows we're going to use in the Senate trial Biden and his son. So the Senate trial is going to hammer Biden where he becomes no competition. And if you don't believe this was all set up in the beginning, you need only to ask why did Obama tell Biden when he went to him and saying he was going to run. Obama told him, you don't need to do this, trying to keep him out of the way of this conversion. It's coming. You're seeing a takeover of the United States of America right in front of our eyes, right in front of us.
And it was already about to happen with Hillary, but God gave us a chance with Trump. But everybody went to sleep thinking, oh, Trump's indestructible, and he's not indestructible. Trump is surrounded. It's not his fault. I agree with you. What do we do, Larry? We hit the third dimension. We get in the streets. We get aggressive. We expose what's going on. We expose they're the ones trying to plunge the economy. We expose they're the ones getting ready for race war. And we let the Democrats and their minions know they're going to be held accountable when this kicks off. And if this kicks off and they think they're going to go arrest all the patriots, they got another thing coming.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, you were the proof. You were the proof that they're scared of one thing, and that's our people waking up and getting engaged. You know, the problem with the moral Christian conservative is we're not the ones that squeak the loudest, raise hell. You know, we're not that group, and they know it, and they use it on us. But we're at a time now to where everybody in this audience has got to engage. You've got to talk to people. No longer can you keep your mouth shut. No longer can you keep your head down, because it's as much...
No, that's it, folks. They're going to take every, this is it. All the talk over the years, this is it. They're coming for everybody right now, and if everybody doesn't get really aggressive, and in the system's face, we're going to lose it all. Everybody needs to go to D.C. This is our house. You can walk right in there and get in those politicians' faces and say, listen, you little rat bastard, you little criminal, you're going to be held accountable for what you're doing. You understand? You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm going to do an extra show on Saturday, and I don't because I get busy. But I'm already going to be up here most of the day tomorrow and most of the day Sunday because with 332 days left, it's just too critical. And we've got all these huge stories that are so big and so documented, we've got to really do them right. And, you know, why have two homeless people that they said put chips in it and show the facility? How about show you somebody that's got a chip? Well, that you know, then you got to get the HIPAA form signed, and you got to get the doctor that'll come in on your show and cut the thing out on TV. I mean, this is like the TV show V, where they pull the mask off and it's a lizard. I mean, this is that kind of stuff, folks. This is big, okay? And I've known Larry for 23, 4 years. I've been on air 25 years. He was on air long before I was. Right there when the Clintons got into office, he'd been exposing him because he knew how bad they were. And what he's telling you is dead on. And so I'm going to come up for tomorrow, working on these other stories, but I'm going to go live commercial free for 2 hours out of this studio, 2 p.m. tomorrow, and it will happen. At 2 p.m. tomorrow, you'll see a live feed at Infowars.com. It'll go out on the streams at band.video, and I'm going to, if we get enough crew in, I'll put it out on the satellite and the radio satellite and commercial free. I mean, we'll take a few breaks, but we're not going to run the normal ads. I'm going to do 2 hours at least because all these stories tie together. And they admit they're preparing for this. And the buildup is at a level never foreseen because if they're going to remove Trump and they're going to crash the economy to make you submit, like Hollywood and CNN and MSNBC have all said, we need to plunge the economy to teach these Trump supporters and to teach flyover country. You saw that one of the professors of law was up there in the testimony saying, yeah, we need to teach these conservatives, these rural people. You know, they're bad people. They don't live close to other people because they don't like people. All the studies show it's the opposite. But there's really a bizarre, almost alien, and I'm not saying literal alien, hatred of rural people. Look at the New York Times false story. Almost all of it's not true yesterday. That's a cover story in the magazine coming out this Sunday. And it talks about, and Jones, he had a trailer full of animals he'd shot. And then they took him in a shed and hung him up and butchered him like they caught Jeffrey Dahmer doing something. And that's just completely normal to go shoot white-tailed deer and mountain goats and whatever and go butcher them and eat them. I mean, that's what humans do. But to them, I mean, people that don't live around rural areas, they see on a horse, they go, what the hell? You actually ride those? Like, these people are domesticated. And, you know, a chicken that grew up in a factory farm, I bet if it got let out in the middle of a beautiful field, it wouldn't know where the hell it was, would it? But these domesticated people are coming for all of us. And they've done this in other countries that had domesticated populations. This is not going to work well with the United States. We become decadent. We become fat and happy in ways. But the old American is just right under the surface of that icy frozen frosting. And the minute that blows off, the minute we thaw out, it's going to be spectacular. And I don't want this to happen because the globalists are worthless trash. So millions of them get wiped out in a fight with us. I don't feel good about that. That's like when I got to smash cockroaches I find behind the refrigerator. I just get it done as fast as possible and totally look at it and throw them in the trash can. You know, drive the bulldozer and push the bodies into the grave. I mean, we're not looking forward to this because these people are going to be stacked up to the damn top of the clouds. And they're really asking for it. And I'm not going to do anything offensive. But I can tell you, they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's coming like the sun came up this morning. Larry, I'm ranting. If you want to join me tomorrow during that special broadcast for an hour of it, you're welcome. Or come on the regular Sunday show because you're really the guy we need on right now. And I know I'm ranting about this, and I'm not trying to talk big to people up here. This is big stuff going down. And look, you don't need to know when a big blue norther is blowing in when you're in Oklahoma, right? Because you can see the big old giant wall of black that goes all the way up 100,000 feet, and you can feel that cold wind blowing, and you know in an hour, trees are going to be breaking with 80-mile-an-hour winds. Well, the walls hit us. We've got 80-mile-an-hour winds here, brother, don't we?
No, you bet. And now it's the trick they're using is it's so massive, so incredible that they know most people won't believe it. They'll go, oh, Alex Jones, you know, he's crazy. This is crazy talk. No, it's not crazy talk. But they know people will go that direction. But we're left with one thing to do. Remember what I've always told you. There's only one time that we have power. We the people. And that's come election time. We need to be lighting up every congressman and every senator and making it very clear. They may get rid of Trump. But if they do, you're going home. And you see, Alex, they know if these congressmen and senators, they know if they get beat in 2020, they're relegated to being like the rest of us. Poor Al.
Hey, I don't normally talk like this, but this is war. People's families need to disown these congressmen. People's wives need to leave them. You know, the left tries to bully us to submit to them. This isn't bullying. They're assaulting us. People need to get really aggressive within legal means against these libtards and these on-the-fence Republicans.
Absolutely. And you've got to let them know that we're sending their butts home. You do the wrong thing, Trump may lose, but they're going home. They fear losing their job more than they want to get Trump out. Trust me.
What can Trump do? Can he address the nation and just lay all this out? I mean, I think America's hungry for that.
Yes, he can, and yes, he should. Somebody has got to lead our side. Now, they've proven, especially through you, that anybody like us, we stand up. They destroy us. They destroy us financially. They do everything they can. They've got the power to put us down. But the president can stand up, which I got news for you. He's getting very close to doing, and the trial is going to be the point at which he speaks. But remember, Trump's got his job. We've got ours. And, folks, you've got to engage. You have got to engage, or it's over. It's over. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. Alex isn't blowing it out of proportion. My God, Alex. There's 250,000 U.N. troops sitting in Cuba that can be here in 6 hours. Why are they there? You've got a border that's so porous, we're getting hundreds of thousands of people a month coming into this country. Why is that? Why are the Democrats allowing that? Even if they're just wacko liberals, that's not making sense unless you know they're putting on the ground in this country a force to put us in submission, buddy.
That's right. And if you ever think there couldn't be a Red Dawn scenario, collaborators are going to try to say we're the terrorists and trick most police and others into following orders. And by the time the police figure out they've been set up, they're going to be getting lined up by the globalists and killed themselves, guaranteed.
You never said anything more true than when you said things are going to start happening and they're going to blame us. They're going to blame the conservatives. They're going to blame all of us when a building gets blown up or people get killed. And it's easy to do. They control the media. They control the career, right? The career FBI guys. We've seen that at work. They can blame it all on us. Then they make everybody afraid to do anything. You know, I can see it now. Some of you've already got it. Your families are telling you, oh, God, don't you stand up and say anything because you're making a fool out of us. Or don't stand up and say anything or you're going to get us in trouble. Remember what Soros did in San Francisco, getting that district attorney elected. My God, he's going all over the country. This is publicized. This is public. Soros is going all over the country. And what's he doing? He's supporting down ballot prosecutors, sheriffs, and judges. Now, why is he doing that?
He's taking over law enforcement for the purge.
At the local level. So anybody that stands up at the local level that speaks out, they'll go after them just like they've gone after Kavanaugh.
God help us. Listen, Larry, join me tomorrow for a full hour, the second hour of the special show I'm going to do, 2 p.m. Central. People can find out more about you at NicholsLive@AOL.com. They've totally tried to destroy you. People should support you there. God bless you. Look, I got to take these calls in the last segment. And I promise you, thank you, Larry.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate you calling. And like I said, you've got the War Room coming up. I'm not going to even sit here and do a big plug. I'm just going to say we got great products. That's how we fund the operation, and we need more money to be able to continue at the level we're at in this critical time. We're fighting as hard as we can, so please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you. Let's go. Who's been holding the longest here? That'd be Tony in Ohio. Tony, you're a trooper. Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Alex Jones, how you doing, sir?
I'm the most upset I've ever been in 25 years. I mean, everything we talked about came true. Now the worst stuff is about to happen, and it's going to go bad for the globalists. But they can launch this next war, and it's going to go from all the stuff they've been doing to physical out in the open by them. So they're about to go too far, and I'm really upset. What about you?
Well, you're doing good, Lord Vader. That's why I waited 2.5 hours to talk to you, because if you put...
You have done well, Lord Vader.
There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about. I'm a long time listener, first time caller. I've been ordering your nutraceuticals for about six... actually, a couple of years.
You're the one financing all this evil, according to the libtards. So I can run around the office and murder employees' fish. I'm like, your fish is dead. I just like, no, the goldfish is like, sorry.
You know, you got to have to act up a little bit because I tell you the last.
Oh, that's not true. I didn't do that, but sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. last couple callers has just been a shock and all, but, you know, it's like everything you hear about what's going on with the globalists and the elitists and stuff like that. It's every day. It's not anything that shocks me, but it stresses me out more and more. So I resort to your nutraceuticals. The Living Defense is wonderful. I took that today, the Ultimate Fish Oil. I took that to Bodies. I took that to regular, Regulize Complete. I took that to Vaso Beats for the first time. I took that, and it's strong, strong, strong taste, but boy, does it fan out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a beet concentrate, so it's really strong.
It's shocking, really. Survival Shield, of course. And I got a few shirts. One of the things before I get into a couple things I might be breaking to you right now. One shirt that I want to get is the Chris Pius shirt with blue, don't tread on me flag. You guys only have small. I want to get a large. I've been looking for about 2 or 3 months.
No, I told folks that was a limited edition. And so we only made so many, and that really makes it limited edition. And so I'd be a liar unless I could make another variant of it. Remember, Chris Pratt got in trouble for wearing one similar to that, so we made one similar, and it was a limited edition. But I get it. That's because that really was a limited edition.
Gotcha. You know what you are, Alex? You're the modern-day Paul Revere, and the left is trying to take your horse. You know that?
Buddy, believe me, I know. I'm in the process of selling my house to get extra money to fund this place, which I always planned to do. That's why I had not really that huge, expensive house, but I, you know, had a paid-off house, so I'd have that as, you know, in the bank to sell to keep things going, because I intend to expand things next year, come hell or high water, in the full fight. The problem is getting the personnel and the crew to then spend that money to deploy them right in the fight. So, I mean, I'm putting everything in I've got, and so God bless you. Anything else, Tony?
Yeah, a couple things I just wanted to say. First of all, I'm a independent filmmaker here locally in Ohio, Central Ohio. I wrote, directed, produced, edited a full feature film, Anti-Bully Movie. And I got to tell you, I've had the left attack me like, you made a bully movie. How can you support Trump? Well, exactly what you're doing right now is you're bullying me. My point's proven. I dropped the mic. So that's one of the things I handle here locally. Number three, that I wanted to talk to you about. The first thing I want to talk to you about, I actually went out and hung up a bunch of posters, Forbidden Information, Alex Jones, a few months back, and I made video footage of that and put it on my YouTube. And then I put a bet sheet. I got a, InfoWars. I did some taping and painting, and I did an InfoWars logo real big on the bet sheet. Underneath it, it says Forbidden Information, and then the American flag, and I hung that over a bypass. Cops stopped by. They just said I had to get off the bypass, but they let me sit there and do my thing. So as an info warrior, I went out and did that. And then I also, you have to have a really good, exciting, positive attitude when you do something like that with a big smile on your face and thumbs up, even though you get fingers, you know, because they're telling you you're number one.
Oh, absolutely. You can't sit there and do it like you're timid. You have to do it like you're charging out. Brother, you're awesome. Tony, thank you. Call me back again. I'm going to be taking calls tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'll probably go for more than 2 hours. I promise I'm doing it tomorrow, 2 p.m. tomorrow, 2 p.m. tomorrow. Special broadcast, 2 p.m. Central. Thank you. Who's up holding the longest now? That would be Alex and then Bill. Thank you, Alex from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex, for having me on. This is like a dream come true.
A dream come true talking to you. And by the way, Owen Schroyer and I think Will Johnson's going too. They're going to be up in Hershey, Pennsylvania this Tuesday for the Trump rally.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there. I've been hoping you guys would come to the East Coast more.
We got the armored truck driving up there. We got the driver, security, whole nine yards. Thanks to you, we're going to be in the field.
Be there. What day?
The day Trump's coming for the event, Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there, and I'll hopefully bring a crowd of people there, supporters. We're big Trump supporters up here. And more importantly, you know, I've been a huge supporter of you and then InfoWars in general. I always spread the word locally to people I meet that don't know about it. Actually, I reach a lot of people that way.
Oh, you're the only reason we're still on air, man. The word of mouth is king.
And I want to tell you, too, I had a problem. I was going to order that FD shirt, but the online shopping cart was not working out or something. This happened twice, but no big deal. I'll try to figure out something with that.
Who the hell knows around here?
I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping on InfoWars. I'm going to pledge to do that. Everything, anybody I'm buying for, I'm going to buy on InfoWars. I'm going to send you the money to keep going.
Well, that definitely pisses the globalist off, and the supplements are going to blow you away. The T-shirts are definitely going to get the word out, so thank you, sir. I'll put you on hold, though, because I want to give you to the customer service. I want to find out what trouble you had with the shopping cart. Because we just updated it a few weeks ago and put it updated systems, you know, all the new fandangled things. And so I want to find out specifically what your problem was and what happened. So we're going to put you on hold. Thank you. God bless. That really irritates me when I hear news like that. But again, we're not a big giant company like the globalists, so we do have some hiccups and problems. Hell, even Facebook goes down every week now. There's a lot of craziness going on out there. Let's talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Another call from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to make a prediction after hearing Mr. Nichols, your last guest. I mean, I'm on fire. I'm burning up right now because I'm aware of all these different things. Wasn't aware of the troops there, but I'm going to make a prediction for 2020. Like I said, I don't want this to be true, but I have a way of getting kind of close to what might happen. I hope it's not true, but I think there's precedent now with how the deep state is pushing Russia, and they're pushing collusion and foreign meddling in a Hollywood-style approach. And I think, regardless of who the candidate is, if Hillary comes in or not, there might be precedent, whether they can pull it off or not, as the votes are coming in. It's November 2020. Votes are coming in. All of a sudden, breaking news, discovered election meddling. They discovered it in live time, totally fraudulent. "Quote unquote," discovered election meddling,
and then blame it on Trump and say even if he wins that the Russians got him in.
If they nullify the election on the spot, they stop it dead, and the guys over at Raven Rock take over.
Well, Obama did an executive order where he put in control over all 50 states, COG control the elections. Trump never reversed that. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, said don't do this. We're supposed to run the states. It violates law. But, man, I tell you, absolutely, you can feel it, you can see it. They're going to pull, they've already pulled everything you can imagine. They're going crazy. There's nothing they won't do because no one's stopping them. We're 332 days out. What an incredible time to be alive, Bill.
It's exciting, and it's also very unsettling. What I initially wanted to talk about was the 1.6 billion hollow point rounds from back in 2013 while Obama purged all his top brass. I wonder where those rounds are and if our names are on them or not should something like this transpire.
Well, here's the deal. No matter how much AI they've got, no matter how much of this is automated, they can't trust their own people. And this isn't the word. I mean, this is the word. If they actually try to send out these assassination squads, they're going to use Antifa as the cover and claim they did it. They're just decoys. Most of the people that have already been paid and set up and ready to carry out these operations, even if they think the globalists are going to win, which they're not going to, they're going to go ahead and wipe out the people that give them the orders, and then they've all got their list of people above them. And nobody's coordinating this. It's just a common sense thing to do. And I can tell you, the people in Kauai, the people in areas of the Pacific, the people in places like Tasmania, New Zealand, where they were supposed to already have their robot fortresses, automated security, so they don't need security. That's BS. You know, the guy that comes to do maintenance on their underground bunker is going to dump chlorine bleach down it. And I'm not happy about any of this, but all these globalists are dead. They're all deader than doornails as soon as this kicks off. And then we're going to hunt down the ones that are left in their rat holes. The people that are left. I mean, they are dead. They are dead, dead, dead if they try any of this. If they don't back off 100%, then it's all over. Their only hope is to surrender now. God bless you. Sorry, the other callers. I promise you, tomorrow I'll be live.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.